You're listening to the Live Happier Longer podcast,
episode 53.
Welcome to the Live Happier Longer podcast. We're your hosts, Molly Watts
and Angela McDade. We are here to help you build the 5 habits of a happier, longer life
and to create your habit mindset, starting now. Before we jump into this episode, we want to take a moment to talk to you about the 5 for Life planner.
You know, it's really more of a journal or even a diary.
Well, you know, we called it the 5 for Life planner.
That is true. There's not much we can do about that now, but I think it's still more of a journal. It's 13 weeks. It's undated. You can start anytime.
Yes, that's true. It's not your typical dated calendar type planner, but it's a really good tool for building the habits of a happier, longer life.
That's a good word for it. It's a tool. It's perfect for tracking all of those 5 daily actions.
Yeah, there's a place to write things down for all 5. Move, learn, share, give, and let go.
So when you say write things down, it sounds more like a journal.
Next time, we'll call it the 5 for Life journal. But for now, let's just tell people where they can buy one.
Right. Go to shop.fiveforlife.co. That's shop.fiveforlife.co.
And enter promo code podcast at the checkout for a special discount.
Hey, they're a great gift for your parents or your grandparents. And if it helps, just tell them it's a journal.
Oh, really? Go to shop.fiveforlife.co to get your planner/journal today. Hey, Angela.
Hey, Molly.
How are you today?
Not too bad at all. How are you?
I'm actually excellent because it's probably one of my favorite times of the year in terms of weather here in Oregon.
It's so nice.
Oh, it's like epic nice. Sorry, mm-hmm. folks, but it really is. It's gorgeous in the mornings. It's cold. It's crisp. And the sun is rising above Mount Hood. It's pink. And it's
and the trees just now are
they're
just
all orange. And,
glorious.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So while it's always a weather forecast here on the Live Happier Longer, sometimes it's not as cheery. Mm-hmm. Right now, I am...
It's so nice.
Yeah, exactly. Feeling really good. So our podcast is called Live Happier Longer.
Yep.
And we talk a lot in this Live Happier Longer about creating not only habits that help you live longer, but hopefully you'll be happy about it once you get there and you're happier along the way as well.
Yeah, in the process.
Yeah. Yep. Creating a mindset of optimism. And we talk a lot about the connection between body and mind, right? Mm-hmm. We say it's a two-way street. The mind can influence the body's results. Like there have been studies that link optimism and better responses to overcoming disease. And we've also shared research on like gratitude and how chronic pain patients feel less pain when they keep a gratitude journal.
Yeah.
So, and the gratitude thing was they actually showed the response in the hypothalamus. I mean, there was physical response. So there's a connection between what our thoughts and what we're doing and our body's responses. And we've also shared quite obviously that the body and different types of movements can not only affect brain health, but also our mental disposition.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And one of the things that seems to be, I guess, kind of an accepted theory. So let's just say you accept the premise that there's a connection between the mind and the body, right? Everyone? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. You're all on the same page with us. Now, one of the things that seems to be kind of an accepted theory is that as you get older, you are automatically going to be less happy because of physical decline.
Yeah. Which comes along, there's no getting away with.
Right. And our strategy at Five for Life has always been to acknowledge that the body is going to go through those degenerative circumstances. Mm-hmm. We're not, you know, trying to say that you're not going to get older because with any luck you are, right?
Yes.
The body simply does start to break down as you age and your eyesight gets worse, your hearing, general mobility, strength can decline. You know, you've got to work harder at every...
Yeah, but and the idea is that we're trying to do all these things now so that you're pushing that out so that it's not as big an issue as it could be.
Right, and that you're set up when things come along the way.
Yes, yep.
So it's really designed to help people build up your mind strength so mm-hmm. that when we're faced with the day-to-day challenges or even those big life challenges that come with aging, we're better mentally equipped mm-hmm. to maintain optimism. So today we're going to talk about being happy, and we're talking about it, about finding happiness in a deep and lasting way.
Mm-hmm.
And how that is different from looking for those thrilling high moments in life as a way of proof that we're happy.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people just have like a list of.
Right. Like a bucket list, right?
Great.
Or,
yeah, or that you've done in the past. Oh, great things that happened to you that made you happy. And it's all like short, sharp thrills
right.
that happened.
Right. I think I was actually, when we were researching this, I was thinking about all the many times that we went to Disneyland or Disney World as mm-hmm. a family. We've done that a lot. I know that's just us, but, mm-hmm. you know, there was a lot of adrenaline there, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of thrill and happiness that I attribute. Mm-hmm. Of course, it was the repetitive nature of us taking vacations together that ultimately, as a family, the tradition.
Yeah.
That was the mm-hmm. really where the true happiness
and
lies.
And we're not saying that it's. You don't
enjoy
those
moments.
Things.
No, yeah, for sure.
But the focus is on not just those short bursts.
Right. And what does it really feel like?
Mm-hmm.
Is that happiness?
Mm-hmm.
Because we would say that, no, that's not really that. I mean, you mm-hmm. can, it's happy in the moment. It's thrilling. Yep. It's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't.
It's a moment of happiness. It's not. A general
right that long-term happiness. And on our social media the other day, I shared this quote: don't wait for things to get better. Life will always be complicated. Learn to be happy right now, otherwise you'll run out of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I like this quote because it recognizes that our daily lives are complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the complication in the world, this constant buzz of busyness and productivity, kind of predisposes us to seek those big moments or experiences as a way to find happiness.
Yeah. And I think you're led to, it's almost like you're not finished one thing.
Yeah.
And you're planning to do the next.
Right.
And it's like it's just a constant level of on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's hard to maintain.
Yeah. And there's no doubt that, you know, seeking experiences instead of things, mm-hmm. right, is obviously beneficial. And that's not, you know, we're not saying that you shouldn't have mm-hmm. experiences, but we don't want to be seeking these mind-blowing experiences as a way to define what happiness feels like.
Mm-hmm.
Happiness starts in the everyday,
mm-hmm.
and it starts on average, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what we want for people. We want them to have that peaceful, just baseline happiness, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
That it, and it can be hard to sometimes recognize how that feels. I think we think it should feel more exciting
mm-hmm.
than it might.
Yeah.
We read an article by Martha Beck in researching this, and I thought her take on it was really interesting. But she says that our culture has come to define happiness as an experience that blows your mind. It's as though we're somehow falling short if we don't routinely feel the way that Times Square looks, madly pulsing with a billion watts of wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't get me wrong. Excitement is a great and necessary thing. Without it, life wouldn't be complete. But happiness, real happiness, is something entirely different, at once calmer and more rewarding. And cultivating it is one of the most important steps we can take toward creating fulfilling lives.
I think the fact that if somebody says, oh, what makes you happy? Right. Like, I think, oh, and it, like, it's a calm, I think of a calm thing.
Mm-hmm.
No,
well, that's.
Like, I think of, it's a calm feeling I get. I don't.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I think of Disneyland, I do.
Yeah,
like, so I get a little excited.
Yeah, whereas I think of, like, when we go to Bend and we do, we basically go do hikes and mountain biking and walking, and it's all just,
right.
It's like a
serene.
that's what my happy place would be.
Yeah.
So like the buzz part, maybe I'm just don't have enough energy.
Well, that's good because that means that you've probably found true joy, because Martha Beck says that that intense excitement is actually the enemy of true joy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some physiological reasons for it, right? Mm-hmm. We love this. I love, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. Science, brain. So you've heard the terms crazed sports fans, or here in Portland, we've got Blazer mania, you know, and those things actually come from the neural response to that thrill feeling. Mm-hmm. Right. And I know that I've definitely, now I know you've got sportsy in you, because you've got So don't, you've got that you felt that adrenaline thing.
Yeah. Mine's though is, I know, like when I'm watching Scotland play football, I don't like it.
That's soccer, folks.
Yeah. But I don't like it because I almost feel like I'm somewhat invested. Like I like watching, I prefer watching, I prefer watching teams that I don't have any investment in, because I can just enjoy it.
It's not
going
to wreck your day.
Yeah, I can just enjoy it for what it is. And I don't, like I've got no...
You got no dog in the fight.
Yeah, kind of thing.
Yeah, a lot like me watching the Steelers, because then it's like I'm really, all of us over at the Watts household are very invested. And think about the World Cup, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? The fans that are watching. I mean, we've all, I think, at least a lot of us have watched the World Cup on TV, if you know, and seen just the...
Yeah, Scotland generally aren't.
No, they're not. But the fans for the teams that are there are just... You know,
yeah,
rabbit,
it's crazy.
Right? I mean, you'd say rabbit. And it's actually evidence of that neurological fight or flight mechanism that's been triggered by this thrill, right?
Yeah.
And it's why sports fans seem to riot more violently after their teams
they win
than when they lose, which is kind of crazy.
Who was it? The Eagles,
right?
The last, was it
Super Bowl?
A couple of years ago? Yeah. Like, they wrecked the place.
Yeah.
Their own city.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing, people?
Yeah. Right. But that fight or flight system predisposes us to violence.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, that's why that happens. And
that's how it manifests.
Right. But switching this mechanism off, and that physiological process that comes from it, allows us to relax, connect, and actually and absorb a joyful experience.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Martha Beck means when she says that intense thrill is the enemy of true joy. So we want to talk about that a little bit more in terms of the experience that you get from what real happiness looks like, and what
kind
why
of the everyday living.
Right. The other part of that is that when you get that high excitement, that real thrill, and what you just kind of talked about, is the mood crash.
Yeah.
Right? And so afterwards, you can actually remember kind of feeling of being depressed, right?
Yeah.
It's like boom, boom.
It's just a big letdown.
Yeah. So the euphoria seekers, that's the whole thing. It's like you get that, and then she actually even said that. That this may explain why trips to Disney World are exalted like pilgrimages to Mecca, and why multi-day extravaganza destination weddings are becoming even more the norm. So she talked about that in this article. I was like, oh. So she says that true joy lacks the wild ups and downs of an excitement-based life. It's a peaceful landscape filled with peaceful thoughts and peaceful emotions. Indeed, it is so peaceful that to our adrenaline-soaked culture, it looks rather plain.
Mm-hmm.
She says she likes to think of it as the plains of peace. So that was kind of what you were saying about...
Yeah.
Right? About how when you're evidently...
And
Martha Beck.
Yeah. When I think of my happy place, there is a calmness to it.
Right. Which is fantastic, because that is where... The ability, I mean, the kind of happiness that's really going to benefit you both in terms of your long-term optimistic overview and your outlook and the things that are going to help you live that longer, happier life.
Yeah.
That's that peaceful kind of joy is what we really want to be looking at. You shouldn't worry that the, you know, that you need to have all the excitement. It's just a matter of taking the time to relax and notice the world around you.
Yeah.
I think that, and she talked about the be here now kind of thing. And
yeah.
I think we all have heard, you know, be here now. And we talk a lot about living a life of mindful intention.
Yeah.
So Martha also talked about that whole be here now thing as something that she struggled with, which mm-hmm. you and I've talked about, like, you know, slowing ourselves down enough.
Yeah.
And she found that research actually supported this. One way to kind of find that peaceful plane of happiness was to make something.
Yeah.
And we both wholeheartedly believed that and, you know, subscribed to that.
Mm-hmm.
It actually, again, physiologically causes us to secrete that dopamine, which is, you know, a part of the
little happiness.
Right. The happiness. Mm-hmm. We talked about that in habit formation, right? Mm-hmm. It's a dopamine reward. That's
yeah.
when your brain gets that dopamine hit. That's what wants it to do
keep
it
doing
over
it again.
Right. Yeah. So it's what can make us feel absorbed and fulfilled without feeling manic. And so it's in sharp contrast to that fight or flight mechanism, which is the hysteria hormones like
yeah, and it's just
adrenaline
the high.
And mm-hmm. cortisol. Yeah. So research indicates that when we're creative, we're most creative when we are happy, relaxed, and conversely, that we can steer our brains into this state by undertaking a creative task.
Yeah. And so, we have also spoken about it before in habit number two, learn.
Right. Yeah.
Where you're pushing yourself to learn something new.
Right.
And learning how to paint or any skill is so beneficial.
Right. And well, and to get that dopamine hit,
mm-hmm.
you have to push yourself to the furthest edge of your ability.
Yeah.
You're not focused, well, you're not only focused on learning and perfecting skills.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking an unfamiliar dish.
Yeah. And it's, there's so much, just if you think about it, there's so much involved in the process of cooking it and the reward part of it when you get to eat a delicious meal is
right. And so it's you want to challenge yourself
yeah.
in this way of being challenge yourself creatively to do things that you know might not you know feel otherwise. As you persist, your brain will eventually yield to what psychologists call mindfulness
mm-hmm.
and you will be calm you know, and then your mind will stop having that frantic search.
Yeah, just the buzz all
right,
the time.
For mm-hmm. looking for whatever is the next thing. So the thing that she also says about genuine thrills is that when they come, you know, you can more actually appreciate them if you've been living in this, you know, living
mm-hmm.
in that peaceful happy
yeah,
zone
yeah.
and you'll appreciate them for what they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's opposite of the crash when you've got that high
right.
crash. Whereas if you've been working towards something and learning something and creating something, the sense afterwards is a much longer lasting happiness. You know, you're much more satisfied with it.
Yeah. So we thought it would be a good idea to recommend some ways to find everyday joy in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Angela spoke a little bit about her happy place in Bend and going there and being able to do, you know, appreciate the outdoors and by hiking and biking and being
yeah.
outside. Some ideas that work for everybody, right? So
mm-hmm.
One of the great ones is playing with your kids, right? As adults.
Yeah,
you can really resurface joy by playing with kids. Also, play like a kid.
Yeah. Well, there was one podcast I listened to. I can't remember what it was now, and it was about again. It was a kind of finding your joy and happiness, and it was where adults were doing all of these different things, and people were like, "What are they doing? Like, why are they doing all this stuff?" And it ultimately was adult play. So it was like going to the river and playing in the river and jumping off. And it's fun. Like fun stuff that you would
do
think is a kid thing to do. But there's no reason as an adult you can't do it. In fact, there's every reason to do it.
Right. We actually had a what they call the joy spotting party at the senior living community that I work
at.
And it included, it was outside, it included bubbles and sidewalk chalk and music and hula hoops and just,
typical kids.
Yeah. And it was delightful too. So, you know, and I think it's just like you said, it's good for anybody, right? This list is certainly things that we've talked about a lot of the things that we've talked about over time. And one of those things that comes under this joy category a lot is under our daily habit number 3, share. And that's engaging just, you know, with the world around you, and specifically in small ways that I think are so easy to overlook or not do. And they are so powerful in creating that peaceful plane of happiness.
Just a feel good.
Yeah, in our life. So help someone in a small way, carry their groceries, pay their toll on the highway, pay a compliment to a total stranger. We've talked about that before.
Yeah.
You know, volunteer, just do something that where you're serving others, you know, If you want to, connect, if you share something authentically with a family member or a friend that maybe you don't see very often, that's a good way. Write a thank you letter to someone that says, I appreciate you. Ask someone for help. That's a really, one that I think, you know.
And as you get older, that for a lot of people, that just gets harder.
Yeah, exactly. So those are things that just, you know, are little things that are that fall under the category of share for us. Definitely spending time with your pets, that's always a nice way to raise that level of joy in your life. Here's some funny ones that on this list that I thought were nice. Dress up in a costume for no reason. Now that one that one makes me giggle. I'm not really sure why I would do that, but okay. sing out loud. Now I don't have any problems doing that. I sing out loud all the time. And it does, in fact, make me, you know, make me feel quite happy. Get messy. They said, go barefoot, go play in the mud.
Okay.
But I do like getting, if I go to the beach, definitely.
I was going, that was because my thought was going to the beach where you can shake, like wiggle your feet and get right down into that wet sand. That's just a good feeling.
Watch a favorite old movie for the 100th time. I have to say is, it's like an old book too, right? Picking up an old book. Those things to me are definitely, a happy place.
Yeah, and for that as well, you're just pulling back all the old memories, and you know, there's more to it. There's usually more connected to the movie than the movie itself, which is just another, it's just another layer to it.
Yeah. There's two on here that make me laugh as well, because we live in Oregon. One says, take a walk in the rain. Well, that's easy. It also is watch a sunrise or a sunset, and that kind of
alluded to that earlier.
The sunrises right now here in Oregon are just, they do take my breath away, and it's just such a beautiful part of my day. So I like that. Eat a cupcake. Well, why not?
Yeah, well, it's like everything else. Too much is too much, but it's okay just to have some.
You know, cupcakes are kind of one of those things that are just, it's amazing to me. There's cupcake stores now, you know,
and that's all they do,
right? They do is make cupcakes,
and they're usually spectacular looking.
Oh yes, they have you ever taken a bite of one of those though, and it almost makes my mouth tickle because they're so sweet. Have you ever had that happen? No, maybe it's just me, but it like literally like mm-hmm. they're so this frosting is so sweet on top that it literally makes my mouth tickle.
Yeah,
and I don't know if that maybe it's just me.
Yeah, and I'm not a sweet person. Like even when I bake, my stuff isn't as sweet as you would get here in a store.
Yeah.
So the frosting, if it's not cream cheese frosting, I'm not really interested.
Yeah. Well, that's the difference. Mm-hmm. The cream cheese frosting makes it a little, like takes the edge off, I think, mm-hmm. for sure. Okay. Well, digress. These two things are go hand in hand for me. There's spend an evening by candlelight and then discover a new smell in the form mm-hmm. of a candle. For me, it would be, now there is one of those happy places for me that I can, without question, my pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
I would have it all year long if it didn't feel a little awkward in the spring. To be honest, it feels a little awkward in the spring, but it just, I love the smell of that, you know, the spicy, warm, vanilla-y. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think as well at this time of the year where it's getting darker at night.
Yes.
Putting candles on is like, okay, is it time yet? It's a bit like putting the fire on.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, can we put the fire on yet? Is it okay?
Yes. I definitely, it's okay now, mm-hmm. for sure. It's hitting, well, and we're almost officially to November, so mm-hmm. then we will be able to say, yes, it is. Well, I'll share that entire list. I think that there's and that's just, again, it's the notion, the mindfulness of finding everyday joy in joy in your everyday life,
mm-hmm.
right? And what that feels like and what that looks like, we want to get to the place where we're getting the dopamine, right, mm-hmm. from something like the sunrise,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to seeking out that adrenaline cortisol rush that is a part of the fight or flight mechanism that actually then feeds into mood crashes and everything mm-hmm.
the
else.
The ups and downs. Yeah.
And I think it makes a lot of sense. And I don't think we necessarily always take the time to frame it that way
mm-hmm.
and frame how we do things that way. So you mentioned your happy place being Bend.
And I'm going there today.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to Montana today. Am I wrong?
No. Just down to Bend.
Down to Bend. Oh, mm-hmm. okay. Lucky girl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess now I can't say my happy place is Disneyland.
Well, no, I mean, I think you still can.
It's definitely, I have very fond memories.
That's what I was going to say, is there's more to it than just the place itself.
Yes. Although the pineapple whip is sort of a part of my, like, really love that. Anyhow, but the other place for me, and I know this, I've shared this, I think, on the podcast many times, is that for me, reading and listening to audiobooks is really, truly a happy place for me. Mm-hmm. It is something that brings me that calm feeling. Mm-hmm. That's just the happiness. I love books. I love
mm-hmm.
hearing people's, and I,
but even just the way you're saying it right now is kind of like the way I was saying, oh, when I go to Bend and it's this and like that, we'll sit quietly and you'll just read stuff there's a quietness to our happy places.
So
you can still like Disney but you still have your quiet, comforting, pleasant, chill, happy place.
And I can feel, you can feel the good stuff going on in your brain and your body. And mm-hmm. that's important, mm-hmm. you know, as you age and as you are looking for ways to maintain that optimism, to live that happier, longer life. We give you a framework. Our 5 daily habits are all backed by science to not only improve that, you know, increase your longevity, but improve your overall happiness. And give and let go are kind of daily habits 4 and 5 are really connected and a part of this whole mindful mm-hmm. approach to finding happiness in your everyday life. But we thought this was an interesting conversation to compare that thrill seeking.
Yeah.
With, you know, and that happiness kind of, and there, I do think culture has
a big part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And put a lot of emphasis mm-hmm. on seeking out that, mm-hmm. you know, like you can accomplish happiness.
Yeah.
By doing something, you know, big like that. And instead of
just living in it.
Yeah, living in it every mm-hmm. day and finding it in your everyday life. Do not wait for your life to get less complicated, for your life to get less busy, for your life to have some big change to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Find it today. So we will leave you with that. And I hope you find your happy place. Ask yourself, what is your happy place?
Mm-hmm.
And we will see you all next week.
See you then. Thanks for listening to the Live Happier Longer podcast.
Now it's time to move,
learn,
share,
give,
and let go. 5 daily habits to make the rest of your life the best of your life. See you next week. We're so happy to have you here and hope you're enjoying our podcast.
If you haven't done it already, we hope you'll hit the subscribe button. And if you can even take a minute and leave us a review, that would be fantastic.
Plus, we would love for you to follow us on all of our social media, where you can find us at The Habit Mindset on Facebook,
Instagram,
Twitter,
or Pinterest.